It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone was like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
What's new? VSiN.com. Nigel Seeley preview on Argentina and Croatia. VSiN Bowl Guide. Adam Burke confidence. Pool strategy and picks. And Monday Night Football best bets from Thule and Matt Humans. Get up there. What's new? VSiN.com.
Big game tonight for the Patriots. No doubt. They're laying a small number on the road against a bad Cardinals team. It's 1.5 or now 2 moving in that direction at some other books. And Andy Gresh is kind enough to join us here for a few minutes from WEEI in Boston to break down tonight's big game. Andy, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Gents, I'm doing okay. Lots to talk about here in Boston, and a big one tonight somehow for New England, even though they can't score.
Yeah, well, okay, do they tonight, though, a little bit? And I'm going to, you know, Mac Jones, obviously, a big storyline there in your great city and region of the country. A couple of weeks ago against a bad Minnesota defense, he looked awesome. Then a clunker against the Bills. But if you go back and look at this Cardinals defense, they've allowed seven, before the bye week, seven touchdowns combined to Justin Herbert and Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you think Mac Jones does a little bit of work tonight against this Cardinals defense?
You know what, Mitch, I do. And if you look at the teams that the Patriots have been successful against, and I know that one of them had Bailey Zappe in there, but it's been the teams that are not very good against the pass, right? It's been Detroit, Minnesota, they were able to protect him a little bit. Guys, it really comes down to the offensive line. Trent Brown has looked disinterested. Isaiah Wynn, who they flipped from left tackle to right tackle in a contract year, he's had poo-poo face all season long. What they've done to Mac Jones is just an abomination.
Yeah.
Yet they're still 6-6. They're kind of hanging around a little bit. And this is where the coaching matters in terms of the head coach, where they can kind of coach it up against the bad defenses. And as long as they can neutralize Buda Baker a little bit and control the pass rush, the Patriots should be able to move the ball. Now, they still got to score, and I think against the bad teams, that's where Hunter Henry is in play, but they should move the ball tonight.
They also should be a playoff team. I mean, to think they swept the Jets already, and on the level of frustration with the fan base, they have to be furious with this Patricia stuff, and we thought it was a joke in the summer. But hold, you know, the regression of Mac Jones, you're right about the offensive line, but they have weapons here. I mean, what's it been like the last couple months? Was like, I mean, you have Vance Joseph calling out Patricia with the play calling now.
Honestly, Paulie, had that happened, well, first of all, if it happened a couple of years ago when Brady was around, it really wouldn't have happened. However, in the past, when anybody poked the offensive bear, that's normally when they would go out and hang 40 on someone.
Yeah.
Jawjacking and people telling you to go whiz off. Whereas now it's kind of like, well, that guy has every reason to laugh at you. You know, the old Adam Sandler thing, they're all going to laugh at you. That's what's going on right now with the Patriots offense, because Matt Patricia has been a country fried rube, and there isn't one thing that Vance Joseph said that was untrue about the Patriots offense. There's no real offensive philosophy. The sequencing is terrible. You know, Dan Orlovsky has killed the route concepts. not only on our station, but on his network as well. So, honestly, it's really a miracle that they're still kind of hanging around this thing. And if it really wasn't for Ramondre Stevenson, you have to wonder where this Patriots offense would be right now, 12 games.
Yeah, it's tough to take, and enough with the five-yard passes. So let's say they go 9-8. But they could make or miss the playoffs depending on what happens around them. What happens to Patricia? What do they do in the offseason then?
I would have to think that Bill Belichick can't be blind in knowing what's going on, and that they've hurt Mac Jones. They have no real offense to speak of. They have no one to turn to solve problems. You know, guys, the other dirty secret here that people are just finding out is Matt Patricia is also the offensive line coach. He's technically special assistant O-line coach, and then they give him the play calling. So the guy who's doing the play calling can't fix the O-line, which he probably isn't equipped to be able to fix anyway. So Bill Belichick created quite a problem here. And look, the guy is a made man. It would take a Herculean effort for Robert Kraft to get rid of Bill Belichick because he also is an executive within this organization as well and would probably have to hire – 3 people to replace all the stuff that Bill does and is responsible for. But this is a failed experiment. There is no other way. And if Bill Belichick makes the playoffs and is resistant to change, that's where Robert Kraft might have to make a decision and tell him you're going to do this, or you can choose whatever path you want to walk from there.
Wow. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Andy Gresh, our guest. His show is Gresh and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2 Eastern on WEEI, and we're talking about this big Monday night football game tonight for the Patriots. Well, okay, well, on those comments that Vance Joseph said about Belichick, we talked about this in the previous hour. Like, Andy, how many times has an opposing coach or a coaching staff called out Belichick and his coordinators? Like, ever? Has it ever happened that you can recall? Don't you think that kind of lights that additional fire underneath him tonight for this game?
Mitch, it should, but again, like, you're turning to what level of genius on the sideline to be able to score points offensively. I think the only time it's come close was when the Jets had that short run with Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
And when Mark Sanchez was a rookie, he might have been the only one that was willing to kind of speak up and say something. Otherwise, the coaches have been deferential. Sometimes it's more the players. Like, there's a famous one around here when Brady was around, the rookie Anthony Smith of the Steelers calling out Brady. He went right at him. They scored the first touchdown. Brady went up and got in his grill and told him to, you know, stand down, kid, in a very polite way, I'm sure. So, really, Rex is the only guy that I can think of. And, you know, but it's also a shot at the offense. Like, the defense for the Patriots has been okay. Vance Joseph wasn't firing darts at Gerard Mayo and Junior Belichick. It was really about the offensive staff. Now, you would think that Bill would be offended by that because he is protected. He's honestly, it feels like Bill Belichick protects Matt Patricia more than his own children that are on staff. It's one of the wildest things we've seen around here. And Bill Belichick has done some crazy stuff over the years, and most of the time it's worked. But this is just El Cinco.
Yeah. Okay, you mentioned Hunter Henry's name earlier. There's a spot where he should absolutely crush it tonight because the Cardinals' defense, from a fantasy perspective, they're the worst defense against tight ends since at least 2014. And also Ramondre Stevenson, who you brought up. Now, his catches over his last 3 games, 6 last week against Buffalo, 9 against Minnesota, 6 against the Jets. And when Damian Harris doesn't play, this dude doesn't leave the field. He can shop around tonight. His receptions prop is 4.5, juice to the over, or 5.5 over his plus money. Is he going to see, again, his fair share of targets in this game tonight? Or do you think he hauls in 5 or 6 catches?
Yeah, Damian Harris is doubtful with a thigh, so he needs to employ him. And they really, guys, have no depth behind it. Like, Kevin Harris had 1 carry, I think, in the Bills game. Pierre Strong blew it on the, you know, on punt coverage against Minnesota. So, you know, that guy got shelved. It's really Ramondre or no one else. And look, with Matt Patricia, look, here's the one thing we know, guys, about the Patriots offense. They're going to get in some 3rd and longs, and that probably means some checkdowns for Ramondre. So, Mitch, I'm completely with you. I'll tell you the other one. See, I think Hunter Henry gets in the end zone tonight. And my local sports book in Rhode Island has Hunter Henry at plus 285. But look at the bad defenses they played. Detroit had a decent game, got in the end zone when Zappe was in there against Cleveland. We saw Hunter Henry eat against Minnesota. Yep. And I'm feeling you guys, like, you know, the catch total might be up and down, But I think this is a night where Hunter Henry can find a way into the end zone. But look, Ramondre is going to get the attempts, and he's going to get the targets. And that's the big thing with figuring out Ramondre. And there's no other running backs to lean on. Ty Montgomery is hurt. They're not going to jam any of those other receivers in there. And if those other backs play, we're talking about maybe 5 to 7 plays in total. So if the Patriots possess it a little bit, I think you can be really bullish on a lot of the Ramondre Stevenson props.
Very good. Now, this is a little under the radar because he hasn't done much at all this year. But based on this Cardinals defense again and how bad they've been against tight ends, how about Jonnu Smith? His receiving yards tonight has been shop around between 10.5 or 12.5. To me, that's maybe a couple of catches. He can go over that. Your thoughts on Jonnu?
I have no faith in that guy.
None?
Honestly, here's what we were sold in the beginning with this Patricia thing was that, well, he's going to put in an offense to take advantage of the tight ends. Hunter Henry, we've seen occasionally. Jonnu Smith, I mean, the dude's in witness protection. Like, they gave him the ball on a carry recently. He fumbled it trying to switch from the left arm to the right arm, and if he didn't, he might have been able to go down the sideline for the touchdown. I just don't think there's any real faith in the guy. Quite honestly, it's the truest version of, hey, you're taking your life into your own betting hands if you do anything with Jonnu Smith, because none of us have been able to predict what that guy has been able to do. It feels like he's not really targeted in the offense very much. You have to work hard to get him the ball. I'm a stay away on most things, Jonnu, because unless it's a bad prop, like you said, you know, 12.5 yards, not that bad. Maybe he gets one catch, okay, breaks a tackle, gets 10, and then stuck a ton, yep, and then you're porked. So I just can't trust that guy.
60 seconds. Isn't it something they play tonight on the 40-year anniversary of the snowplow game?
Oh, my God. And by the way, it snowed here last night, 2 inches of snow. You'd think that it was a half a foot the way people are reacting. I mean, one of the great moments in history, interesting you bring that up, Paulie, is Bill Belichick is trying to chase down Don Shula's record. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's great.
You can follow Andy on Twitter. He is at The Real Gresh, and you can listen to him in Boston, 10 to 2 Eastern on WEEI. Andy, thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Guys, anytime, and I hate Sweetelson for picking a fat picture of me. That was before I lost 100 pounds. Sweetelson is just making sure the world stays fat.
Wow, you lost 100 pounds, man. Good for you. That's awesome.
Right. Well, thank you. Yes, I know. It's great.
Bravo.
He's just making sure Largo Nation still survives.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Andy. Yep.
See you, man.
Be good.
Good job.
All right, so he's anti-Jonnu. Can't figure him out there.
Yeah.
Wants nothing to do with him.
I think their props are tough.
Yeah.
Because you don't know game to game.
Kind of with him on Henry, though. I mean, they're so bad against tight ends.
Yeah.
You know? Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll run down the weekend. Full recap coming up. And win some, lose some. Some of the long shots that came in again. A 60-1 shot in the UFC on Saturday night. All next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. it was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
What a weekend. Let's run it down. Most receiving yards, Jefferson 6-1 at over 200 yards. Cousins had 400 plus in the loss, 9-1. Most rushing yards, Miles Sanders, 13-1. Evan Ingram was 30-1 to score two touchdowns. Where did that come from? He had a buck 60. No answer.
I'm watching the game. My jaw's on the ground.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Highest scoring game, Eagles Giants, plus 850. Highest scoring team, Eagles 10-1.
They were 10-1?
Yeah.
With that offense?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Lowest scoring team, Tampa, plus 650. Highest scoring, lowest scoring game, my fault. Lowest scoring game, Ravens Steelers. That was chalk, plus 350 to the soccer. I'm sure your jaw was on the floor Friday with the soccer. What happened? My God. Brazil, Croatia, 0-0, 12-1. Tie plus 550. Woodwork again with the PKs, 40-1. That keeps coming in. Brazil team total under a half, plus 650. Croatia to win on penalty, 16-1. Croatia to win to nil, 11-1. Brazil-Croatia decided on PKs, 8-1. Tie was plus 550, by the way. Draw plus 380. Croatia to advance, plus 450. Argentina in play draw was as high as 40-1. 40-1. It's 2-0 in like the 80th minute.
Yeah.
And more. And then the goal in the 101st minute. What happened?
Well, they were lucky that match was coming to a close because they were getting punished.
They were.
And they were going to lose that match.
Yep. That was my mistake. 40-1 I saw as high with the in-play draw. Exact score, 2-2, 18-1. Tie, a halftime, full-time, Argentina, Netherlands. Argentina first half, tie for the match, 13-1. Argentina awarded a penalty, plus 375. The score on a penalty, 5-1. Argentina to advance on penalties, 9-1. Red card, 4-1. How about that? Were you kicking it against at the bench? And what? I mean, that thing.
How?
Wow.
I have them 6-1 based on Nigel's recommendation. They're not fun to root for. They're a very unlikable side.
Yeah. Morocco, plus 550. Shocked Portugal. England, France, exact score 2-1, 9-1. Draw plus 220. Excuse me. England, France, halftime, full time, plus 220. England to be awarded a penalty kick, plus 550. England to score on a penalty kick, 6-1. Red card, Morocco, plus 450. Exact score 1-0, 12-1.
Paulie, I'm going to say this. This is going to sound like I'm living in the moment. I promise you I'm not. I thought about it for a good, 3-4 days. This World Cup has been better and more dramatic than your typical March Madness tournament. That's how good the World Cup
has
been.
That's fair. To the UFC, here's your big boy. Blachowicz and Ankalaev draw 60-1. Santiago Ponzinibbio, round three finish, 11-1. Simon, round three finish, 11-1. Brown, round three finish, 13-1. Curtis, round two finish, 9-1. Duplessis, round three finish, 11-1 to win by sub 8-1. Poirier, round two finish, 7-1 by submission, 5-1.
That's the one that got me. He beat Thug Nasty and took him out.
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll tell you how good that dude is.
Yep. NBA, Spurs were plus 575 and beat the Heat over the weekend.
Oh, some weird results in the NBA.
Alabama was plus 320 against Houston. They were down big in that game and rallied to win. Penn State plus 460 against Illinois. Grambling was catching 14 against Vandy and won the game Friday night, 8-1. McNeese State was catching 16 against Northern Iowa and won at 10-1. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and these tweets. How about a couple jackpots? This guy's a professional poker player. Again, he hit a four of a kind on $10 and stepped his game up. The $25 denomination, $125 a push. He's playing triple-double. On the redraw, he gets fours and a kicker. What is that, $20,000? Is that what it says?
No, $50,000.
$50,000, yeah. Excuse me. My God. Then he did it again.
He sent everything back, and that's what came back for him.
Yeah, can you believe that? Yeah. Right. And then he hit another one, too, with these. And I think one of them was dealt, if you have 505. What this? Look at
there
this one. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, dealt. Dealt twos in a kicker for $20,000. There's the one, $20,000. Like the father I never had, huh? Dom Martino was in town. He came to visit from a tough guy, Youngstown. And that means deep frying the turkey. Had to give him a shout out. There's the picture. There's Jordan, who gave him some turkey. Right to sleep. He passed out. But there's Dom on the right. Excellent job. Deep frying the turkey.
Good dude. I went over to their place on Friday night.
Yeah.
They had a huge ham already made.
Oh, I know. He did ham, prime rib, and then he did the turkey.
The whole turkey.
Right.
They don't screw around.
He made poppers, too. I'm like, let the guy go out and relax and enjoy his vacation. Right? It's a warrior. Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dom. There you go. He is the father of third quarter Tony.
Yeah, right.
Who was unbelievable at that. We got to get him on the payroll.
And he's got a nice handshake, too. Real strong. It's a throwback. That's how they did it back in the 60s and 70s. To break your knuckles.
Lose some. Cowboys and under. From 14 up to 17 and 47.5 down to 44.5. Never a shot with any of them. Niners under. 41 down to 38.5. No ZD. The Sunday night game over. 51 up to 55. No way, no how. Couple lose some here. Put your shoes on. Act like a human being at the gym, no less. First of all, who goes to the gym in sandals?
Well, that's the first thing that you pick up on.
He shows, they'll kick you out.
So
you drop that. That's on us if you drop weights or someone dropped. So he shows up to the gym with sandals on, and then he takes the sandals off, and he's working out the animal. Ridiculous. And John Goulet sent this in. Look at this at a local casino. Guy's rolling dice. He's barefoot on the floor.
I would question here. You're going to go with shorts, and then what are those, like brown boat shoes?
I don't know.
The modern-day boat shoe. Let the dogs bark here for a little bit, playing craps.
Yeah, bad for the books. Lions plus three, went off the favorite. No problem against the Vikings. Steelers, Ravens under, 41 down to 36.5. Bad beats. How about Navy Army? Under 32. 10-7 late in the game, and then overtime.
The first quarter, the first half, the second half, and full game regulation all stayed under. But the game, of course,
there
did
you
not.
Go. Navy second half. Brutal push. They fumbled at the 1 yard line in double overtime. Argentina in regulation. They allowed a goal in the 101st minute and blew a 2-goal lead. College football FCS playoffs. I thought Holy Cross was the better team. They were getting 19. They couldn't cover. The Jackrabbits got them by 21. Jared Gordon by decision. And Ankalaev by decision. Horrible beats as well. In the UFC. Do you have time? Can you guys put up 5'11"? I apologize. Put up 5'11". This is from, who's the kid who covers the UFC?
Ariel.
Every reporter, Octagon side, had Gordon winning, but one. But they gave it to Pimblett, whatever his name is.
Patty.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, well, I'll get to this. This is my good, bad, the ugly. They have entered Donaghy territory here, the UFC. Now.
Well, it's not the best weekend for results to come in like this.
Well said. After what happened with the Krause and the hijinks in that fight that apparently was fixed, and you have to use the word because there's an investigation, and it appears that was the case.
Well, Dana White had to talk about it after the fight.
For this to happen, and the judging is horrific in this sport. Horrific. Those are the scores on the guys who cover the sport. There are several people who gave every round to Gordon.
To Gordon.
But he lost the fight?
He lost the fight, yeah. Did he even win a round per the judges?
What a debacle.
And you're right. Every single person there cage side said, that I follow, said the same exact thing.
Yep.
He won the fight.
There's all the scores. There you go. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
A couple of coaching nuggets here early on a Monday morning. First, saw this late last night. Tweet from Robbie Falk, who covers Mississippi State. Mike Leach needs a miracle, folks. Continue to pray.
Terrible.
That guy's a national treasure.
Yeah.
He's a gem. So I don't know. Let's hope that he can pull through whatever happened to him over the weekend. And also, this just in, breaking news. Texas coach in basketball, Chris Beard, was arrested and charged with assault of a family member early this morning. Austin police have confirmed this. So now this is coming out from everywhere today.
What's third degree assault?
Yeah, I that's a good question. So this story is going to be huge today. They're one of the favorites to win the national title in college basketball. And, well, that doesn't sound good. We'll let it play out here, see exactly what happened. But, wow. Okay. Let's follow the money here on something to track, definitely. So much to recap from the weekend and what took place yesterday in the National Football League. The power rating now in the NFC between the teams at the very top. Very intriguing because Mr. Irrelevant is suddenly anything but. That's coming up. Follow the money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up there, Bet Rivers, Monday Night Football, plethora of props, house specials, World Cup semis tomorrow and Wednesday. Soccer, football, hockey, basketball. Bet Rivers, as you covered. Tuesday, hockey, first goal insurance. Sunday, football parlay insurance. Bet Rivers calling all soccer fans. Get up there. Check out the World Cup daily bet and get a whole new game at Bet Rivers. The great Al Lasso checking in.
On Chris Beard.
Great lawyer. If you're ever in trouble or need someone here in Las Vegas, he'll help you out, good or bad. Third degree assault is the least serious, usually resulting in no harm to the complaining witness, victim. It was 2 o'clock in the morning when this happened. I do not know if he choked a man or a woman, Chris Beard.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Al Lasso.
Well, we appreciate the update then.
Lasso injury law.
Okay. By the way, we had more like future tickets cash yesterday in the NFL.
Yeah. Tampa under, cash it.
Yes.
Denver missed the playoffs plus 130. No playoffs, cash it.
They were plus 130 to miss, huh? Buccaneers, I just looked. I had them at under 10.5, plus 170. I have them to miss the playoffs at plus 475. And I have the Panthers to make the playoffs at 425. Live now.
Yes.
Alive and kicking, suddenly.
Went out there with a four seed.
I will do
Come on. It's a no-brainer. Not that they play tomorrow. You're taking Carolina against Tampa.
When do they play? Is it 3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
2 weeks? I think the Buccaneers can shock the world. It's not. They're like a small dog at home. Can the Buccaneers win that game this week against the Bengals?
I can't see it. I can't. How about Hendrickson playing with a broken wrist? Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Him and Mike White.
Well, a lot of the stuff from White yesterday was.
Yeah.
Okay, no. The
Bengals are hot.
They're super
hot. Burrow is playing at an MVP level. And if there was more time, he'd win it, but they also, he'd be right there.
Well,
Hurts is just, what Hurts has done is very impressive.
Hurts, again, deserves to be the favorite today to win the MVP. He's the new odds-on favorite to win the MVP, but I will still point out, I think Hurts wins. Because, again, like they have the Bears this week. They might score 48 again, and he might have 5 touchdowns, who knows. But the narrative will be there for Burrow if he beats Brady this week and they beat Josh Allen and the Bills coming up. So we're talking, again, in 1 month, it's going to be wins. If they do, again, that's wins over Brady, Mahomes, and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's ultra strong.
He's dialed in. Chase was great in the win.
And they lost Higgins.
Yeah.
Boyd was hurt. But so you're telling me you think Carolina is legitimately better, like their power rating to you would be better than the Buccaneers right now? Or if it's a pick-up?
How the teams are playing right now, yeah. Especially with the quarterback change to Darnold in this running game. I mean, they ran all over him in the first meeting. Tampa's broken. I mean, they had no business beating the Saints. That game's over if Ingram gets the first down.
Or the Rams.
That too. I mean, 16-3. And again, these back-to-back primetime games that we had where games were over. But yeah, 16-3, the game's over. Saints are going to win. And we would have had a three-way tie. We still can have a three-way tie in the division if Cincinnati wins this game and both Tampa and Atlanta. Don't count Atlanta out of this. How about this? Atlanta could be tied for first. They just made a quarterback change. Put the rookie in there.
Does he go back? It was on a bye week.
Yeah.
Does he change his mind now after what happened this week?
No, I have to. It's about money. Mariota's owed $12 million in March.
Okay, so you were also.
Can play.
You've cashed tickets already on the Eagles this year. And it's playing out exactly how you thought it was going to play out. In fact, you were right on. I laughed at you.
You did laugh at me.
I mocked at you.
I said
you'd be very disappointed if they didn't go 15-2. And I'm like, Paul,
correct.
It's high October.
Five. Come on.
It's like October, man.
Yeah.
You can't be making that comment.
No, schedule.
The schedule is very easy.
I love this team coming in. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, and they've been flying the entire time.
Yeah.
Right now, this minute, how do you power rate the top of the NFC? Do you have them above
the
49ers?
They've got to be favored against San Francisco.
Oh, if it's in Philly. Small favorite? Yeah. Very small favorite.
I would take the Eagles and still this. I'll give you one.
Do you favor the 49ers over the Cowboys with Brock Purdy?
Yeah. Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep. Yeah. Well, this is, now they're going to get the one seed.
Give me one. I'm waiting for it.
The 49ers go to the Super Bowl. What can I get for Trey Lance? I can't. What am I going to bench Purdy? He goes to the Super Bowl? What can I get for Trey Lance?
That's the question. That's a great question. It's phenomenal. There's no way you get a third-round pick for Trey Lance.
Really?
I can't imagine. Is it?
Oh.
My guess would be...
This is awesome.
And if I'm wrong on this, fifth-round pick, maybe?
I love this. Nobody knows what... Nobody knows anything.
Nope.
This guy's the... Trey Lance is the third-best quarterback on their roster. Mr. Irrelevant can lead this team deep in the playoffs. I don't even want to see Garoppolo.
Mr. Irrelevant. No, neither do I.
I want to see Purdy.
This guy could be. It could be Nick Foles again all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Carson Wentz was playing better than Jimmy Garoppolo in 5 years ago. But this Niners team is. They're just. How do you not love this team?
Mm-hmm.
The defense is historically good.
Yeah.
They give you nothing.
Right. I know. It's an I know all the weapons. I got it. But still, they weren't cooking like that with Jimmy.
They weren't
in some of the games. Remember the Saints game, 13-0.
Yeah,
I mean Jimmy couldn't move it.
And I got news for you: the Buccaneers' defense is the reason why they're 6-7.
Correct.
I mean that's actually a compliment to them. The offense has done nothing this year.
Is that email from Peter in Iowa real? George Kittle was 30.5, and he had 33 early, but then had a. Minus five?
Minus four, minus five on one.
Is that? Oh,
And I think it was like around that number. Yeah.
Yep. Condolences, Peter.
So Purdy was so good again yesterday. He deserves to be the talk of the town and the country today. Here's what this is what he said after the game of what his week was like leading into the game.
Just the reps at practice and all that kind of stuff, knowing that you're the guy going into the game. That was a little different. Other than that, you know, my emotions and everything, just my hotel room, studying last night and all that kind of stuff. It was all relatively the same. And then when we found out, you know, we're getting the ball to start the game out, that's when I was like, okay, like, this is getting real. Well, let's go. And so that's why I'm saying, like, to sort of get hit on the first play, I sort of liked it. But other than that, it was just it was another football game. So
I can't believe it. Look at him. He looks like he's 16.
Yep.
Come on. When the bright lights come on, I shine. But to be at that age, though, I need a diaper. I mean, you tell me I'm that young and I'm leading the 49ers and the whole stadium is chanting my name?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, please, I couldn't take that.
You're right. I mean, it was so loud at the stadium yesterday, and I watched pretty, with the volume up, that volume was up at a sports book I was at yesterday. you could hear them chanting Purdy the entire time in the second half. That's how much they love this kid right now. And I personally love the fact that he took that shot on the first play, and I thought it was a smart move by the Buccaneers to blitz him. Uh-huh. And I think it was Keanu Neal on the safety blitz who really got a good lick in on Purdy. And he just got up, and he talked about after the game. He was like, yeah, that was kind of a... kind of neat the way they brought that. And I kind of like woke me up a little bit. And like, okay, now they're
I like that
be for real.
Smith with the hold again takes away the Evans touchdown.
Oh yeah, how
this
do you like
a
that?
Turnstile.
Yep, it's absolutely terrible.
So I just don't want to. I don't want to hear the yeah but stuff. I don't want to hear it. Well, Shanahan. Well, the weapons. Well, who cares? Enjoy this. This is awesome. I don't care what it is. I'm watching it. I love it. It's fantastic. He's Mr. Irrelevant, and he's throwing for touchdowns every week, 16-21, and he's could lead this team deep in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to be the guy. And Trey who? Too bad he got hurt, but he never looked like that.
No, he never once has looked like this ever. I mean, it doesn't preseason in the time that he saw last year, the brief time that he saw this year in 2022. Trey Lance has never once ever looked like this. So I would go back to, again, I'll bring this up. We would not have Brock Purdy right now, but what if, because again, on like draft week 2 years ago, there was still some talk that it might be Justin Fields. The 49ers are the highest power rated team in football with Justin Fields.
And well, this, still, this, yeah, but still, they were also the pick was supposed to be Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's
too.
True. Yeah, laying 3.5 this week against Seattle. Here's the thing about Brock Purdy: with Seattle's rush defense, he doesn't even have to throw the ball this week. Potentially,
no.
It could be McCaffrey and
take care of the ball. Yes,
I don't know how they don't gash him on the ground.
The other, my God, the injuries though. Yeah. Chargers and 49ers every year.
Every year,
you have the big win again.
Ravens every year.
Another one too, Ravens. Yeah, Ravens got hit. They had COVID too thrown in there last year with that.
Yeah.
So I mean, I love the regular season. This is going to be a fantastic finish.
Every year at the very end, like 4:30 Pacific time, Week 18 brings a tear to my eye.
I'm ready to go Saturday too. I'm excited for that triple header. Great. Thursday game to start and the triple. We also got a big move.
It's crashing right now again.
It's got to. Lou tweeted it. Lou Finocchiaro tweeted about 20 hours ago. He's right.
So he bet the under 48?
He said you have to bet under 48 in the Saturday night game because it's not going to be there long.
Folks, there's heavy steam happening right now. It's Miami and Buffalo Saturday night. The total was 47.5 or 48 last night. In the last 2 minutes at Caesars, it went to 44.5. In the last 5 to 10 minutes here at Circa, it moved to 43.5. Watching the screen right now. It was 45.5 within the hour.
Allen has a howitzer. Did you see what the wind was doing to those passes? I mean, he didn't have a chance. VSiN, the gift that keeps on giving. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber for $79. Get access to everything we do through the big dance, the madness. You also get $20 to buy hats, shirts, mugs, other great gear at the store. Recap of every play by every host and every guest. Limited time offer. Sign up now. VSiN Pro subscriber through the end of the madness. VSiN.com/subscribe.
In pocket plays for tonight. This offense has failed to score a touchdown on 7 straight red zone drives. And everybody was saying, you got to watch this TV show. You have to watch it. Well, I started to. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. Is getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
Here we go. In Pocket Plays, winner on Sunday with the Ravens plus the 2. They got it done outright. Certainly helped, I thought, when Mitchell Trubisky came in. It sucks to see any injury happen, and I let Kenny Pickett, so that hurt for the for their chances, obviously, to win the game. Helped on the Ravens tickets on that side. That was the winner. Broncos Chiefs under 44. No good. Only the second overplay in a Broncos game this year. I said this a little bit earlier. Look, I mean, those are the perils of betting unders in Patrick Mahomes games. But that he's not even looking at McKinnon.
I know.
He just goes like this. Now go take it 40 yards for a touchdown. Then Russell Wilson throws the pick six, which is just deplorable. And, you know, then it was 27-0, and the Chiefs are like, okay, now you can have anything that you want underneath. And so tons of points in that game. But
fans had the bags on yesterday.
I saw that.
Bronco country, let's hide, it said. Yeah, had the bags on. Unbelievable.
Well played. And yeah. Buccaneers tickets cashed under 10.5 wins. That was plus 170 that got there. I have some pending stuff for this week. I did, going back to last week, I bet the Cowboys minus 6. It's not looking great today, but I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to put more on it. I hope it comes down to 4. I'll bet the Cowboys again. And I have the Bills minus 6.5 from last week in the look-ahead line against the Dolphins. You're telling me that's up to 7.5 now?
We're seeing 7.5 now.
That's where the number should be.
Had to move. All right. Loser with the Bills game over. Rough conditions there. Never had a chance. Bengals, easy winner. Lions, easy winner against the Vikings. I'm going right back to it. Give me the Bengals again. They're on a hot run, a 8-1, 9-1 ATS run against Tampa. Tampa is broken. Broken. I'll take the Bengals on the road. And I'll take the Vikings. I'll eat some chalk again. I'll take the Vikings Saturday to start the day and bounce back and take on a Colts team that knows,
I don't hate that play.
Yeah, knows the season's over. Still a tough place to play at home. And I think I'll be playing with the lead, which is better for this defense because the Vikings are good in the first quarter. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. We're on the first drive. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, betrivers.com. A couple things for you. Again, as I mentioned with Andy Gresh, today is the 40-year anniversary of the snowplow game in New England. The night before the game, heavy rain soaked the turf. It was Schaefer Stadium in Foxborough. Field froze over. Conditions made worse. A snowstorm hit during the game. An emergency ground rule was put into play, where officials could call timeout and allow the ground crew to use a snowplow to clear the yard markers. 0-0 late in the game. Patriots coach Ron Meyer motioned to snowplow operator Mark Henderson to clear a spot on the field for the place kicker John Smith. And he made it, and they won 3-0. And then Shula protested and pointed out the unfair act clause. He met with Roselle several days Mark Henderson was a convict on work release. Afterwards, he said, what are they going to do, throw me in jail? Both teams would make the playoffs. Patriots finished seventh in the AFC, Dolphins second, and they beat them. Imagine if that happened today. I mean, they got the convict coming in, like Tor Ekman. He's out. Anderson's out, right?
Let's go to the convict.
He comes in, he clears the path for the field goal. Good. 3-0 win for the Patriots. Shula's pissed off. Ron Meyer, I love it. It's a 40-year anniversary of that as well. I'm not saying you're wrong. I want to push back a little bit. Forget about the spread of the game.
Okay.
Forget about the spread. Here's why I didn't like what Salah did. They're down 11. It's 4th-and-1. They're at the 10, inside the 10.
Yeah.
By kicking the field goal, I can't win the game. Because there's only about 90 seconds left, even though I have all three timeouts. You have to go onside there. Once he kicks deep, because they don't have enough time left, you can't go 80 yards in those conditions when you can't throw the ball.
So I
have to go for it and hope I get the 2, and then at the field goal there, I can send it over. They're down 11. He kicks the field goal to put it on 8. There's 90 seconds left. He kicks it deep. Now, Allen had a guy open. I can't believe the play call. Incomplete pass, but then run. They use 2 timeouts. But there's still a minute left with a timeout. They have to go 80 yards in those conditions. That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, but the best case scenario is to go to overtime anyway. Either way, I mean, it's like a touchdown. Yeah, but you're down 11 points.
Okay, so number one, you have to go onside.
I mean, disagreed with that call, yes.
You had to go onside. But there, I don't know. The broadcast crew did not.
They said makes sense because they have the timeouts left. And if you pin them deep, you're going to get the ball with still pretty decent field position. That was their point of the broadcast. I disagreed. I think he had to go onside.
Yeah.
Although, it's only been 3 onside kicks, I think, have been recovered all year long.
Is that what it is?
I think they said that yesterday, yeah.
God.
Yep. You do have a bunch of teasable games this week, by the way.
I need a dance partner with the Packers.
Okay, let me throw some at you. Do you want to take the Ravens plus 8.5?
I guess he was playing quarterback.
That total's down to 37 right now.
As it should be. Do you want to go to war with Anthony Brown? Yeah, that's
Plus 8.5. I think the defense will keep him in the game the entire time.
Yeah.
You could go Bills minus 1.5.
Yeah.
Bills are up 7.5 now, the way it looks at most spots.
This is the mother of all bad spots for Miami.
Oh, it's terrible.
They landed at 7:30 Fort Lauderdale time.
Yeah.
Back-to-back-to-back road games.
They landed during our show. Think about that.
Yeah. 2 in the elements. That's all I should have to say. Yeah.
Yeah. You could go Steelers plus 8.5 on a teaser at Carolina.
Yeah.
You think Carolina can blow them out?
Well, Christ, what am I going to get from whoever's playing quarter? You could turn the ball over. Trubisky, who knows?
Hey, how about this? What if the Raiders move to 1.5 or 2?
I don't know about their teaser. Mindset. It's Belichick against McDaniels.
No, I'm saying you could take the Patriots plus 7.5 or plus 8. If that's the case.
Yeah.
I'll give you another one here.
If they win, yeah.
Titans plus 8.5 against the Chargers?
No. That defense? No. Herbert should feast.
Yeah, but Henry, I don't know if they. I think Henry should be able to run on that Chargers defense.
I don't like it. I don't like firing your GM in December when you're in first place. I don't like how they've looked the last couple
suspect.
Weeks. They are going out.
They've lost
in the
three
first
straight.
Playoff game, and they're probably going to play whoever doesn't win the division in the North.
Yep. Okay, so here's the pro tip of the hour. The Lions-Vikings game yesterday was another example of bookmakers in the market knowing the true value of teams. Listen to them when they tell you the better team with the worst record is better. It played out like that. So for those of you, Paul, you included here, who bet the Lions, it worked out yesterday. They were the better team on paper. But it just in terms of the power rating, the Lions deserved to be favored in that game.
That's 4-0 the last 5 weeks, though, of how are they favored. This line doesn't make sense, whatever. Four in a row.
Yeah, but there's no trap game.
Well, I know that.
Vegas is trying to trick you here.
I love that. They asked Campbell, can you believe you're favored? He goes, what? I'm shocked. We're favored.
Yep.
They're 10-2. Got a good team, Dan.
We had like a ton of reviews came in last week. And for the most part, like every single person saying, oh my God, you have to watch White Lotus on HBO.
Season 2 is supposed to be incredible. As I understand it, you don't have to finish season 1.
Right here.
Okay.
Evidently, there's only one character from season 1 who's in season 2.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard. Who knows? I'm not there yet. I'm intrigued by that, right? And I will tell you that I'm 4 episodes deep in this to season 1, and the only reason I made it past episode 1 of season 1 is because of the hype for season 2.
I didn't care for season. I'm.
It's gotten better.
Yeah. The gay guy steals the pills.
That's where you're at right
and
now?
And he gets hammered at the bar. That's where I'm at.
That guy's, he's a funny character.
Yes, there's some good characters.
Okay.
But
episode one, when we're done, I'm watching him like, there isn't a redeemable quality about any of these characters in the episode. I don't care about any of them. I hate all of them. I don't want to watch his show.
I'll give you another one. I like Succession. I did not care that much. I thought people were out of their minds with season one. Oh, the show is so good. Yeah. I'm like, it's okay. Next couple seasons were very good. I like Succession. Calm down with season one.
Yeah. So I will stick with White Lotus, but I'm here to tell you season one so far is not a good TV show. So season two, all of you who reached out and said season two is amazing, it better be.
Yeah.
It better turn around and come season two.
I finished Knives Out, Glass Onion.
Where's that available?
I watched it.
Okay. A bad question.
Is it illegal? I don't know.
Yeah. No.
Netflix.
I thought it was enough. I got the time. Yeah, but I knew the answer to that ending too. So I don't. What am I doing here? That's a trap.
I'm a bootlegger.
That was a Vegas trap.
I'm a bootlegger. I got sick eating candy.
Brody,
what an episode. I'm going to need you to take over, Mitch. Take the picture. Anyways.
Is it good?
Craig's very good. I'm very concerned going back here for quite some time. Ed Norton's playing the same character.
Yeah, like quite a few of them.
First one was better. It's well worth your time. It's everything you expect and want out of the movie.
Okay.
Very good. One was better.
So the Paul... The Brody Howard stamp of approval, though,
yes,
comes in. Okay, good.
Check it out. I mean, you got to be. Come on, it's going on Netflix December 23rd. I mean, everyone's like 2:20. You know, in and out, beautiful.
Okay, I think the Patriots get the job done tonight.
Get that? I concur.
Yeah,
Belichick against Kingsbury. Don't overthink it. Henry over. No score. No score first 5.5 minutes. Yep. It was $1.50 on the Army game, and I bet it and it moved 30 cents.
It doesn't matter. Still bet it again.
What was I doing? That's a suitcase.
Oh, Ted, you. Yes. Yes.
I know.
How that game went over. I tried to figure that one out. Good luck with your bets tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7 Eastern. See ya.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.